C. Cook's our guest, RichardCCook.com. A few more minutes. Scott in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Hey, I haven't paid any federal income taxes for about 11 years. And in that 11 years, I have tried various methods, but more recently in the last few years, I've found something that's actually legal and has kept the IRS off my back. And for a few years, I'm actually helping other people to do the same. So I know it's hard to believe, but it's true and it works. And I'm wondering
You've got a website, don't you?
Well, there are a couple websites that are available, yeah, and I'm also wondering if you are interested in the subject, Alex, yourself, beyond just me sharing.
Well, here's the problem. I morally have to look at something before I promote it, and you can get around it. There are about 50 million non-filers, so people think they're getting away from it. It is illegitimate. It does go to pay the debt to the private banks. It is a scam. But I've seen a lot of people claiming they've got this silver bullet or that silver bullet. That just means that the predators haven't gotten to you yet. That's why they're putting in the cashless society to with the thumb scanners and the national sales taxes to track and control you. And so just send me some info on it. I appreciate your call. Richard C. Cook, you want to comment on folks that think they're getting out of paying taxes?
Well, it's a way of hiding out and laying low, because there really is no foolproof legal loophole, although
it's a rogue government. It doesn't matter if the income tax is unconstitutional. They don't care. They have men in black uniforms that eat their guts and ask for seconds.
What I say is that every individual has got to do what they feel best, what they feel they need to do to maintain their personal integrity and their ability to live and survive, and the same for their loved ones.
So absolutely.
Given that as a basis, we all have choices to make.
Yeah. John in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm calling basically on talk about like gun control, like what we're facing here in Canada right now, and it seems like it's basically reciprocating itself down the States.
Yeah,
right
first
now.
They register, then they confiscate.
Exactly, and they swore to God up and down that would not happen.
That's right, and they're a pack of lying crooks.
Yeah,
exactly.
They've already done it, of course, in Great Britain very, very effectively. And that is one of the real fears in this country, that people will hold on to their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, your forefathers are very, very wise when they put that in.
Yes, yes, yeah. I think we all agree.
Anything
on
else,
that.
John?
Well, I'm just saying, like...
Hello?
John, we didn't let you go, or somebody's calling you on
everything.
Your phone.
Still there?
Yeah, see what happens is when people call you, it blips out. So somebody's calling. You want to take that call?
Yeah, I will.
All right, I'll see you later. Okay. Take care. It's one on record. Whenever somebody calls, listeners think we're censoring them.
Right.
And that's somebody's call. We'll try to jam one more in. Shirley in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, it's Sheree, actually. I'm just going to say, I'm seeing all these kids, you know, just on the Prison Planet TV forum and just on the awards.com website. And, you know, I say kids, but really I'm just talking about people who are just getting into college or just in high school, and they're just acting insane. I think it's the drugs that are in the water and the food, but they're acting like Neo from The Matrix, and really they should be learning how to grow their own food and learning how to take care of themselves and learning how to protect themselves with everything that's going on. And I would just recommend to all of them out there that they need to support their local farmers markets and get into a co-op or a 4-H club or something, not be getting online making threats against other people.
Well, you have a morbidity, a degeneracy, not just in the elite but the public, and even those awake, a lot of them, there's a lot of provocateurs too. It's just total degeneration of society. A lot of the reason we have all this government corruption is we ourselves have become very decadent and corrupt, and I appreciate your call. We're just out of time with Richard C. Cook with Burmis. We'll be taking more calls coming up at 1-800-259-9231. And Richard C. Cook, thanks for spending time with us. We're going to We're definitely going to see some fireworks in the next few months, huh?
Certainly are.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll have you on when your new book comes out.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. There he goes. Burmis has got a lot, especially news clips of cops coming up and attacking mainline news reporters. And then saying, I can do whatever I want. That's coming up, too. Stay with us.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ask yourself, is there a natural way to detoxify your body, lower blood pressure, remove heavy metals and sediment buildup in your body, alkalize and balance your pH level, and lower those cravings for junk food all at once? Find out why thousands are going natural with the world-famous Soleil Himalayan Salt from SoleilWellness.com. Simply dilute Himalayan salt in the Soleil starter jar with clean water and take one teaspoon every morning. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. With the economy taking a dive, food and gas shortages being reported, one thing's for sure, your health is the most important thing you have. Reverse years of eating the wrong foods, get the 84 minerals you need, improve your skin, and detoxify your body. See our complete line of natural health home oral beauty and therapy products. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com, or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. Cleaning the body and home from the inside out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back live. It is The Alex Jones Show, and I am Jason Burmis doing the last little bit here. And I want to thank Alex Jones for all of his hospitality while I'm here all week, taking me along for that big Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura trip that you can see right now on Infowars.com, Riding with Willie. Hell yeah, there's a need for a new 9/11 investigation, and that's on the legendary tour bus. Of course, conversations with Ventura and Willie, you know, footage from the backyard. It's just all around great, and they have even more. I mean, I don't think they've put out the Willie on the lawnmower shop, but they will. We're also going to be taking your calls. We've got jammed phones right now. But before we do that, I do want to play this clip of basically a cameraman just trying to report the news for his news station at a protest, and the cop is not happy with the protest, so he asks the cameraman to shut it off, and then it's Arrest Town, USA. So let's go to that, John. You got it queued up? All right, let's do it.
In Newark today, a community gathered in an attempt to draw attention to their ongoing fight against senseless violence. It was a peaceful demonstration. That was until the march ended violently, as a Newark police officer put a CBS2 photographer in a chokehold, handcuffed him, and put him in the back of a patrol car. Our Christine Sloan nearly went with him. She has more now from a wild scene.
What started out as a peaceful march in front of a church by parents whose children have been murdered on the streets of Newark.
Put that camera away. Turn the camera off. Put the camera away. Put the camera away. My man, you heard what I just said, man? Now get the camera out of here right now.
You get your hands off my camera.
Turned violent when a Newark police officer arrested our CBS2 photographer covering the story.
Stop!
Put your hands behind your back. No, he's going with me.
You can't arrest me!
I can do whatever I want.
The camera kept rolling as the officer put our photographer, Jim Quartermine, in a chokehold, then handcuffed him. Witnesses snapped these pictures.
He went to put the camera down. Before he got the opportunity to, the police officer just came and knocked it down, put the handcuffs on him, got him by his neck. He was just overly, it was just out of control.
I couldn't believe how they grabbed him and then grabbed you and tried to take your camera.
The officer placed our photographer in a cruiser for almost an hour.
That's stupid, man. We got time for this.
But Councilwoman Mildred Crump, who was there attending church services, pushed for his release and talked to the officer.
I did show him the picture of the your cameraman who was cuffed and in what appeared to be a chokehold. His side of the story is that he had asked him not to do it, and when he persisted, decided that he just wouldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, that's no side of the story at all.
Was not trespassing, shooting the story on public property. The Newark Police Department is not commenting. The officer even threatened to arrest me.
None of your business. Stay away from me right now, or you'll be sitting in that car.
One of the reasons I said we need to release your cameraman is because you have a constitutional right to videotape.
Wow, the Constitution.
What is going on?
The Newark Police Department says he won't comment until they have looked at all the facts. In the meantime, Councilwoman Crump says she will ask for an investigation. Christine Sloan, CBS 2 News.
Well, it sounds like all the facts are right there. Guy trying to record the news gets put in a chokehold by a police officer because he thinks he's all powerful. He's a big dude. And he won't even... The great thing is, there's a reporter on the scene there, and he's threatening to arrest her, too. Well, I'm glad the councilwoman realizes the guy has a constitutional right to be there. No kidding. Whether he was with the news or not, he had a constitutional right there to be recording what was going on. These are public servants. Let me repeat it. They're not officials. They are public servants. We pay their wages with our taxes, our labor. So if they're public servants and you're on public property, and I've got a camera, I can record. Let me talk slower for the police officer. You cannot put me in chokey hold when I record you doing bad things. You know, next time, soon they'll just be, forget about the tasers, the choke holds, the arrest. Soon they're just going to shoot you. It's just going to be like pop. And, you know, the neocons will rave about it. Oh, you got an anti-war sign. That pig was wearing an Investigate 9/11 shirt. I'm glad he shot him in the chest. I wish he got him in the head. That'll be the attitude. All right. Said I take callers, and I keep my little promises. So, let's go to Todd in Texas. Todd, what's on your mind?
Hey, Johnson, man. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Hey, you know, the show has been focusing on some really important issues short-term. I want to focus on something long-term. Have you seen a movie, a documentary called Technocalypse?
No, not yet.
Man, it's crazy. It's a pro-transhumanism movie, and they interview some of the real big movers in it, and these people are scary. They're frightening.
Is Kurzweil in it?
It's called Technocalypse.
No, I know that, but is Kurzweil, Stephen Kurzweil, featured into it? He's one of those big technocrats.
He's in it, man. He's in it.
Of course he is.
It's got the guy Aubrey de Grey, who just put out an article talking about how we may already be a certain percentage that we may already be within a matrix-like world. It's crazy stuff. But anyway, I thought it'd be something that you may want to check out. And
I will.
I want to make a suggestion for a guest along those lines. There's a guy named Francis Fukuyama, and he wrote a book called Our Post-Human Future. Mm-hmm. And he's very anti-transhuman. He put out an article in Foreign Policy magazine about transhumanism being the most dangerous idea of our time.
It is pretty dangerous.
He was also a member of PNAC.
Oh, PNAC, Project for a New American Century. Oh, how nice. Todd, do me a favor. Take this information and the link to the movie. Go email it to Aaron@Infowars.com. I'll be in New York tomorrow. I'm going to try to pick up Technocalypse and watch it this week. I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to the next call. Yeah, transhumanism is really scary. The reason I knew that Kurzweil would probably be in that movie is there's a plethora of documentaries and futurist programs out there in the mainstream, really, about these subject matters and how they really promote it. They're promoting the brain chip, the one world consciousness. If you don't believe me, check out PBS. They did one a couple years ago. It's just the whole history of the chip. They had somebody playing Aldous Huxley, who was the basically he was the negative against it. Aldous is like, oh, this is the brave new world. But they even brought the actor Aldous Huxley around at the end, and he's like, oh, this is a great idea. Brain chips, great. All right, let's jump to Joe and Callie. Joe, what's on your mind? You with me, Joe?
Listen, I wanted to bring up this important question to you. It's an article that's covered in Jones Report and InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is this. What do you think would have happened to you if you would have been caught on camera the day before 9/11 saying that our country would be a target of a terrorist attack coming in from a belly of a plane?
Well, I would imagine if it were me, the FBI would have been at my home. There would have been no call or another intelligence organization, and I probably would have been detained as a suspect and at least interrogated thoroughly. Continue.
That would have probably, I agree with you. That would have happened to me, too. But then let's take it one step further.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go on and admit on camera that you met as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee with the head of the Pakistani ISI director, Mahmoud Ahmed, mm-hmm. George Stennett, CIA head, Senators Bob Graham and John Kyle.
And let's not forget Portergast.
Portergast, mm-hmm. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, and Secretary of State Colin Powell, confirming that Pakistani intelligence was indeed funding the Taliban.
Well, let's not forget the National Security Council, who was also on that list, and our vice president-to-be, Joe Biden. But again, continue.
Right. Which, by the way, kudos, you covered that on Fabled Enemies.
Thank you.
Now, then, this past, October 19, 2008, two Sundays ago, fortune teller Joe Biden not only predicted, but promised and guaranteed an international crisis, a generated crisis, which, by the way, Webster's Dictionary says generated premeditated design to bring about, including the Middle East, Russia, a nuclear-capable Pakistan, and, of course, what many experts, including the lady who got assassinated from Pakistan, the former leader.
Bhutto.
Bhutto told on David Frost's interview that Osama, which would include Osama bin Laden, who's long been dead.
Yeah, she said that he had been assassinated. Hold on, let me just stop you there. She actually said he had been assassinated by Omar Saeed Sheikh. Now, Omar Saeed Sheikh is the one that facilitated these wire transfers that you just discussed through the Pakistani ISI chief, General Mahmoud Ahmed. Continue.
Right. And my point is this. If an average American would have made these predictions with such impunity and certainty, then wouldn't an average American be arrested and interrogated for at least suspicion of terrorism?
Yeah, but when you're Joey terrorism? B, it's not going to happen. I mean, Joey Biden, I thank you for the call. Let me just say that people did kind of, well, not only did the media pick up on it slightly, but Saturday Night Live did this piece this weekend, and I got to give props to Paul, basically one of the guys that does the board here. He showed me this thing, and it's hilarious. I mean, first he talks about how Pakistan will test. There'll be a new test in Pakistan. You think, all right, ha, 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 very funny. And then it starts getting into revelations, and there will be a man, and it will come, and there will be a disaster, and there will be 100 years of peace. And then they've got somebody playing Mirtha all ridiculous, picking on the Pennsylvanians. So, you know, Joey Biden, CFR member, Council on Foreign Relations, okay, he's been trying to be the president now in the last two elections, hasn't really got a lot of steam. But at the same time, he's a funny, charismatic guy. People do remember him. And he keeps up on the issues. He is well aware of one world government, quote unquote, the New World Order. He wrote an article back in the, I believe it was the early 90s or late 80s, called How I Learned to Love the New World Order for the Wall Street Journal. Check it out. All right, let's jump to Teresa in Denver. Teresa, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Listen, 4 points quickly.
Sure.
First of all, Van Buren, mm-hmm. Martin Van Buren.
Mm-hmm.
Dying words, there is but one reliance, one trust, is the Mays family, which are the heirs to the largest estate in America, which is out of Colorado, 4-point-some-odd million acres, including all mineral rights, water, gold, et cetera, that was put into an international trust back in the 1840s
mm-hmm.
that still sits, and it only gets passed down to the heirs. I am a Mays.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, finance. We're special ops, many years, negotiations, millions, billions, and trillions for stabilization of economies, et cetera, et cetera, on the portfolio issue and the bank mess.
All right, hold your point. I'm going to let you come back on the other side and finish up. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. Check out my latest flick, Playbill Enemies, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm a huge Metallica fan, and Orion, one of the best instrumentals of all time. Let me say it again, of all time. But we're taking your call to the Alex Jones Show over here. We have Teresa from Denver on the line, and she's talking about the heirs and their international trusts, and you were going through your second point, so please continue, Teresa.
Okay, finance. The bank audit that's happening right now in the world is basically secondary to, you know, they put all these portfolios together and they skim the money off the top, and they put every asset known to mankind into these portfolios, and eventually the portfolios turned out to less than zero in the negative arena. So by default, you're going to have a collapse like we have now. This was not planned. This is just, you know, crappy finance.
So you really don't think that it's engineered in any way, shape, or form?
No, it's logic. There's a difference between somebody engineering something and logic.
Yeah, but listen, the top percentile are going to take this just like they took the 20s, and they're going to have more assets than ever and pennies on the dollar. So I've got to disagree with you there, but continue.
In finance, your highest level, I work special ops with the elite in the world in negotiations, millions, billions, and trillions for stabilization of economies. Now, the highest level of finance is a trust, which is the old money, everything that everybody's talking about, Illuminati, blah, 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 royal bloodlines, et cetera, et cetera. Down from the trust, the highest level, are debentures, which break up the money by law, international law, the trust. Down from debentures are instruments, our notes, our deeds. Down from instruments are gold, and down from gold is coin, which is currency across the board. These five basic concepts of finance in the world, which run our world economies, is unknown to the average Joe, much less the scholar. Okay, so if you put that into perspective, that's where you get finance. It's not some big, you know, conspiracy. It's just pure logic behind the law, just like the law is, you know, don't spit on the street. Or
all right, Teresa, I see your point, but I got to tell you, I think it's a lot more contrived than that. I think that these guys do engineer these types of things so that they can consolidate power. I don't think it's just a luck system. If that were true, then eventually some of these families would go under.
This lady thinks not engineered.
She thinks that the financial crisis, she says she works black ops, and she also thinks that the financial crisis is not.
Oh, because she works black ops. She knows.
Well, she used to work black ops, and she says that
Business Week, Financial Times, all these experts, they admit they're engineering it. Here's Dodd saying they're hoarding the money right here.
Yeah, there's no new mortgages, and they're just going to take the money from this bailout. They're not going to lend any more out.
Hey, fine. Hey, there's no new world order either. Everything's fine.
All right, let's jump to Fred in Philly. Fred, what's on your mind, my man?
Okay, I don't want to spend a lot of time on Teresa's call, but I'm with you on this recent crisis. Reason being, the IMF did issue a binding directive to pull in all the central bank's gold, and this was early this year, mm-hmm. spring, I believe, and also in 07 they issued directives to that effect, that they were going to consolidate all the central bank's gold under their ownership.
And now, wait, by you saying consolidate all the central banks,
I don't remember
the going?
Text of it. But
yeah,
where
is it going, though? I mean, how do you consolidate the central banks' gold?
Like I say, that's something that was in print and electronic media, and I don't remember. I guess you're going to have to take my word for it. I'm pretty reliable mm-hmm. on what I had seen as far as their press release and their action.
Well, I got to ask you, what do you think the purpose of that would be to consolidate their gold? Do you think it's maybe to put it out there and then say that there's a shortage so that they'll have to round up the gold of American citizens
like they did
in the 30s?
I think you could, like I said, I don't have a conclusion. I think it is, if you want to do a show with Bob Chapman on that and specifically talk about it, I think that could be very fruitful.
Chapman will be coming up soon, actually.
In doing that, we're reliant on the other central banks that are, you know, not IMF, are going to be reliant on other forms of money. And I think that then changes the political institutions of those countries.
Well, anytime that you're gonna change the monetary system, yeah, it's going to change the political institutions.
So
they have to set up new unions.
I do think that it is basically the crisis was basically a push rather than a pull. You had a creation of credit through central banks, through the Federal Reserve. We know how that ballooned, and that was pushed through channels. It's not, you know, janitors trying to get a house or something in the inner city pulling in all of this credit. By the way, more than 80% of the capital in the bubble went to already well-heeled property.
Oh, yeah. People have more than one home, more than one business,
right.
Slumlords. Come on, let's be real. I thank you for the call, Fred. We're going to continue with callers on the other side. Remember, I am a filmmaker. I'm out of town tomorrow, so I got to plug away. Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut. Get them, guys. What's a 2-pack, $30? Big deal. Hand them out. Make copies. It's Jason Burmes for the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
One Metallica tune to the next, huh? Both off the same album, folks. The best Metallica album of them all, Master of Puppets. God, I love these tunes. Gets me totally jacked up. About to get into the crazy-ass guitar solo. It's like... All right. All right. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am in for Alex the last hour. I just love it, folks. I'm so stoked up to be able to take these guys on, to be able to say what no one else says, to be able to be a bastion of free speech. We do not censor your phone calls here. We do not screen you. I mean, if that's not obvious by the guests we have, I mean, for 2.5 hours yesterday, I had both sides of the spectrum telling me how great and bad Obama was and how great, I guess no one said that McCain was great. I guess the person pulling for McCain did say he was the lesser of two evils, but... we're taking them all. I mean, I just had a woman tell me that this financial crisis is all a big mistake. Yeah, right. They've only been trying to bring in the North American Union for years. You know, they're only letting, tons of illegals come in to destabilize the economy here. They've only taken most people's 401ks and pension funds. They've only taken all the factory jobs. There's no more benefits out there for people. Remember the good old days? You work 40 hours a week, you come home to your family of three children and a wife, and you could sleep at night with one job. Your wife didn't need one. You had a couple cars still. This is late 70s, early 80s, mid 80s. Then in the 90s, it really started phasing out. Boy, not going to have so many factories here anymore. We're not going to build anything. All of a sudden, now, our money is worth less than the Canadian dollar. Think about it. We're supposed superpower empire of the globe. And for some reason, our neighbors to the north, who have nowhere near our military might, nowhere near, you know, our financial capacity, supposedly, and their money's worth more. Well, don't worry. They'll gut our economy a little bit more. They'll bring Mexico's up. And then all suddenly, we'll all three be on parity. And it'll be in our best interest to do what the Securities and Prosperities Partnership Agreement said years ago. Build four superhighways, create a North American Union, and a new currency. That's what they want. All right, let's go to Dan in New York. How you doing, Dan? I hear it's snowing in upstate. I don't know where you're at there, but...
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good, man. I heard a little snowstorm, but you might be in the city, so you probably...
Oh, yeah,
anything.
Sorry about that.
Hey, that's all right. Good for you.
all right. I just wanted to comment on a few things. I want to talk about Teresa's call real quick.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's not planned, haven't they really benefited from it?
If it's not planned, why did they just give them all the money with no one being able to look at the document to ever review it or to look at what they do with it?
I mean, yeah, really, they're like buying up all these big businesses and all these corporations. Oh, it's not planned.
No.
You know, it's just, you know, bad income.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
I want to talk about who I'm voting for.
Sure.
This is going to sound kind of bad, but I wanted to vote for Bob Barr.
I don't think that's that bad. For those that don't know, Bob Barr is a former conservative Republican congressman.
Very neoconic,
but First Amendment. He's for the First Amendment. He's also for the Second Amendment. He has done the Alex Jones show before. He says he's very well aware of the work. I mean, he's never come out for 9/11 truth or anything like that, but he has taken an anti-war stance. The only problem I have with Barr is he's very rigid and not a great speaker. And one could argue that maybe Cynthia McKinney isn't the greatest speaker, but she's much less rigid to me, and she's more charismatic.
Well, yeah, like he voted for things like the Patriots Act, but he's built his whole campaign off fighting them, really.
Yeah, yeah. No, yes, I've seen the campaign. I mean, you can watch the commercials on YouTube. I'm not going to fault you for that. Hey, man, to me, if you're voting third party and you've gotten around the right-left paradigm and you realize that even though Bob Barr is not going to become president after the elections in a week, you're doing the right thing. You're trying to break the mold, man. And I hope millions of us out there this year do it. You know how we get this country back? 1 in 10 of us starts voting third party, because it's not even 1 in 10.
Yeah, I would say definitely don't vote for the two main parties. Vote for Ron Paul. I don't even care if you vote for Cynthia McKinney. I don't agree with her on most subjects. But
well, you know, she's a
gun
grabber. I'm with you there. I mean, you know what? I like McKinney, obviously. You know, everybody I've run across, I have problems with some of their positions. You know, there's no perfect candidate out there. And then if I want the perfect candidate, in my mind, I mean, and I'm far from perfect, it's like, well, I better put it on myself to run, and then I'll just get picked apart by everybody. Because Lord knows I'm a human being, you know. None of us are perfect out there, Dan. I thank you for the call. I hope you do go out there. You vote your heart. That's the way to go. Don't vote not to lose or for the lesser of two evils. Vote what you feel is right. God, man. If you're going to vote, I mean, if you're not going to vote, I don't care what you do. Whatever. You know, be slothful, lazy. You know, don't vote. I mean, it's not the worst thing. I mean, is it really going to matter this year? No, other than us putting out numbers and saying, you know, we're sick of the system. That's how it'll matter. The Jesse Ventura shirt that says McCain, Obama, none of the above. None of the above is checked. All right, let's jump to Mike in California. What's up, Mike?
How you doing?
Good, man.
All right, yes, I had a quick question, and I get, and also another question after this one. But for people who live in urban environments, if they can't get to a rural environment in a martial law type situation, what do you think are some of their best choices?
What are your best choices? Well, I mean, that's a tough, you know, in an urban environment, that is tough. I mean, I often wonder if martial law ever comes to New York City, what the people on Long Island are going to do, because there's no way out other than the city. You know, none. I mean, there's waterways, but you're not going to get very far. I mean, the Navy will be out there quick, Coast Guard. They'll use all their resources. I would say try to have a plan, man. Try to know where perhaps a local airport is. I know that there's a couple strips. You think I'm joking? Try to have a helicopter's license, man, and have a friend. I don't know what to tell you. You're not going to be able to jump into the sewers with your family and make your way out of the city. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just not a reality. You know, I mean,
it seems like everyone, you know, a lot of the everyone in the South or southern states like Texas and those type of places, it seems like they have a better handle on that sort of thing than.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, even Austin, bro, when you come down here, I mean, when I came down here, you can walk into Austin. All right, we're on the outskirts of downtown Austin. You kind of oversee it, but there are plenty of paddy cabs. In other words, there's a ton of bike cabs, and there everybody walks around here. It, even in a city of a million and more down there, because it's developing and it's big, it's small, it's easy to get. It ain't like being in Manhattan traffic for an hour and a half and getting three blocks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that is a nightmare just to get to the Lincoln Tunnel or over the George Washington Bridge. I feel you, man. I mean, all I could tell you is, you know what? You know what a way might be out? Get yourself a dirt bike or get yourself a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I mean, that
sounds like a great adventure.
Yeah, well, adventure, it might be your only way out, man. I mean, seriously, because I know how it is to get out of New York City. I mean, you could literally be sitting in Manhattan for 1 to 2 hours before you get over that bridge. And then once you hit, like, you know, the Garden State Parkway or something like that, it's easy outs if there's no traffic. If there's a disaster, or it's a weekend or a holiday weekend, you should see the people trying to flood. You could be in that traffic for 3 or 4 hours. So,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, because when I was younger, mm-hmm. you know, I was in, like, I won't say I was in the riots, but, you know, when you're young, you're driving around, you want to see all this stuff going on, buildings burning up and all that stuff. And one
sure.
of the things that I noticed is that the riots are kind of regulated to, like, the ghetto. You know,
mm-hmm.
once you got up beyond that point into nice neighborhood, they had, like certain places blocked off, and then once it reached a certain point, then the National Guard came in, and then they shut off the power.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what it, everything came to a halt.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. I watched them on TV. I thought they were wild. You know, I hope that never happens in America again. I don't think this needs to be a country for riots unless it's for the right reasons. And, you know, obviously it was messed up what happened to Rodney King, but you don't go and riot in the streets to take, you know, television sets, radios, booze,
yeah.
money, jewelry. If you're going to riot about something, you riot outside the courthouse and say the system's wrong. Or you go to D.C. and you make your point there. I mean, I wouldn't even say riot. I'd say protest. You said you had another question, Mike?
Well, that was basically it. This is get your take on that because
mm-hmm.
You sound like a big city person yourself. I mean, it's interesting that you and Alex have created a fun and mean that he's a, you know, he sounds southern as they get, and you sound like a city guy.
Yeah, you know, I hang out with a lot of city folks. You know, again, I'm in upstate New York. I'm in a college town. Most of my friends are from Long Island or Queens or the Bronx. I go there once or twice a month. But, you know, I'm in the country myself, and I can't imagine actually having to live in the city. I like being in the city, like, maybe once a month for a few days. Even a week is too long for me because it's tough out there. I thank you for the call, Mike. I mean, if you've never really spent an awful lot of time in an urban area, it is so much different in a rural area, and vice versa. You know, some of these, not even city cats, but like people that are from Dutchess County or a few counties up from New York City that are, you know, still 90 minutes from the city, when they see where I live with Amish folks and horse and buggy, they can't even imagine it, man. You mean there's not a shopping mall 5 minutes away from you? Well, no, actually, there's not a shopping. I got to drive an hour to go to a mall. What? Wait, what do you do for fun? Not much. I'm out in a cornfield most of the time. All right. Let's jump to William in Alabama. William, what's on your mind?
All right, hello. The master of puppets are pulling the strings,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You said you were a Metallica fan,
big
right?
time, my friend. I mean, even though the song's about cocaine, who ships it in? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, it's time for an awakening here in America. The bailout didn't help the American public, and only the banks of whom have thrown the coup on the American public. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yo, let's be real here. This is now going to be not only a restructuring of the economic system when this is all said and done, but it is really going to be a restructuring of the social system here at home because the banks are now going to be even further regulated by the government. And if you can't pay your mortgage loan, that is going to be government property. Forget about eminent domain. Again, they'll be able to do mass land seizures. And on top of that, they'll be able to set up more bureaucracies so you don't lose your home. So when the economy does go under, they'll give you a choice. They'll be like, well, you can always work for us on the weekends, and they will give you a full-time gig, and we'll let you keep your house. We'll just take it out of your paycheck every week, your mortgage or your rent or whatever. But you know, they'll probably still put a clause in there where they own it. So, yeah, this is a huge, I mean, it's not even a silent coup. I can't even call it a silent coup. It's just a bloodless coup. Continue.
You know, I mean, it makes me nervous because it's like we're going into, like, what Zimbabwe is right now. What happens when it eventually happens? I mean, we're all going to be billionaires. Of course, you know, that $1 billion that we have is nothing worth of what it was, say, in 1904 when, you know, what was it, 4 cents on what today's dollar is?
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah, no, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, again, it could end up in the 20s where you could have a barrel of greenbacks and it ain't going to make a bit of difference. That's why we have people like Bob Chapman on here. That's why we have Ted Anderson on here. If you have precious metals, they will be worth something somewhere else, even if the economy crashes here. I thank you for the call, William. Let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, what's on your mind?
Yes, I think that one of the major reasons to stop drilling oil is that it's lubrication for the planet. There are many studies that if you Google earthquakes, oil drilling, and tsunami, there are many university studies that show that there's a correlation between the oil drilling and the amplitude and severity of earthquakes.
Well, let me stop you there for a second. You know, everybody's always talking about we need to drill. Like I had McGovern on yesterday, and he kind of ended with his peak oil theory that, you know, we're running out of oil. We got to stop drilling there. And now you're coming here and you're saying, and I am in full agreement with you. I don't think we need to drill for oil at all. There are plenty of alternative methods of energy. Here's the problem. It's never going to happen because they literally have a sick monopoly on the oil fields. Right today, guys, nationally, gas is at a 3-year low at $2.59. Think about that. At $2.60, that's a 3-year low. And as soon as they got their oil fields in Afghanistan and their pipelines through there in Iraq, and their oil in Afghanistan and Iraq, and basically took over the majority of the supply, they're already buddy-buddy with Saudi Arabia, they jacked the price up. So how are we ever going to get away from oil? Well, you have to prosecute the criminals at the top, and then you have to take their resources and split them up. You can't let them have these sick monopolies. And only by doing that are we ever going to bring in alternative methods of energy. So,
I'm just saying,
how are we going to do it? How are we going to stop these cartels who literally have billions and trillions of dollars at their disposal? And, I mean, oil, not only is it our gas and we need it for that, but, your DVDs are made out of oil. You know, most of our products are made out of oil. It is literally one of the biggest life forces out here. And, yes, there all are alternatives, but how do we break the monopoly, Chris?
Well, I didn't say to break the monopoly.
Yeah.
Well, that is part of it, of course, but, not directly. Of course, if each of us take a stance in alternative energy, it'd be nice if we were like the German government subsidizing those who decide to invest in renewable, like solar or wind power.
Yeah, well, I would also say, let's take it a little bit further. Let's start taking it upon ourselves to bring solar energy to our homes. I mean, there's got to be a small businessman out there that's got a lot of motivation to make a big business out of it, because they don't want you to use solar energy, because solar energy is free after you buy the equipment. You know, the sun's going to be around, folks. It's going to be there. And that's why you haven't seen any of that. And you know, it's just like, you ever see Who Killed the Electric Car?
Oh, yeah, I did. But I'm saying that we need to make a choice to save the Earth's stability.
I agree there, man. But let me put it to you this way. Like, we push for the electric car for many, many years. Finally, it gets made, and there's some new models out now. But, like, the initial electric car, they leased it to you. They didn't let you own it. And then when the guy said, well, we want to buy it from the lease, they said no, and they went and grabbed it, and they crushed it. I'm just saying it is going to be awfully hard to ever break any of these monopolies, especially the oil monopoly. And I see your concerns there with the environmental impact, with tsunamis, like you said, earthquakes, disrupting, and, you know, the Earth's natural balance by taking this stuff. But these guys aren't worried about the Earth's natural balance, except for when they're, you know, doing their little pagan occult rituals. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's go to Reese in Texas. Reese, what's popping?
Hey, Jason, Alex. I just wanted to thank you guys. Use this opportunity to thank you guys. You saved my life 6 months ago, and I appreciate it. You know, you woke me up.
Awesome, man. How'd you wake up?
Well, actually, it's funny. I saw Zeitgeist 1, and that was enough to kind of tip me over to the other side enough to check out other DVDs, start checking out, you know, the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just there.
So let me you're from Texas. What part of Texas?
Well, I'm from San Antonio. I just got done living in Austin, actually.
And, okay.
But, from San Antonio.
And what do you do for a living, Reese, if you don't mind?
I'm a student.
So you're a younger guy. You're in college right now?
That's right. Yep. So.
And what was your political position before this? Did you take part in politics at all? Did you lean left? Did you lean right?
Well, I'm still a conservative, but I was a hardcore neocon, and it was quite a transition, you know.
No,
and,
that is quite a transition, man. Well, I would encourage you to go out there and study it even more. There's nothing like knowing your enemy. Obviously, I have a few problems with Zeitgeist. I have big problems with Zeitgeist Addendum. If you didn't catch those radio shows, they're out there. But I would encourage you to further educate yourself on the intelligence apparatus. I think that Endgame does a great job of that with Alex Jones. You know, Alex, you know, although it's long, it's got a lot of great information, and I would encourage you to check out my film, Fabled Enemies. It'll really show you how these interintelligence networks work to pull off these black ops programs, like how 9/11 was done, not so much the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center and that sort of thing. But keep on keeping on, man. Listen, I guarantee you've still got a bunch of neocon friends. Sit them down. Get them to watch Fabled Enemies. Get them to watch Loose Change Final Cut. Get them to watch Endgame, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. We can all make a difference. All right, we're going to keep going through your calls. Thanks for the call. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
It's all about the love. That's what's in my heart anyway. I know it doesn't seem like it all the time. I get a little heated up. I can even yell. But it's all about that love train. And let's jump on it, you know? Because if you don't have love in your heart, I don't know if you can take this information and spread it and let people know, because you're going to get ridiculed. You might get screamed at. You know, the History Channel special that I was on aired this week, and I got a couple emails, just straight up hate mail, you know, F-bombs all over the place, you're the worst person in the world, you're a traitor, blah, 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 blah. Now, these are the type of emails that I do respond to. I definitely respond to these emails. And I do so because I just want them to take a look at my information. I'm very polite. I'm like, all right, well, you went off on me. You have no idea who I am. You're acting pretty ignorant. Please watch my stuff. I mean, and then come back and debunk me. And 9 times out of 10, either they never, ever, ever get back at me, or finally they watch it and I get an apology. So, you know, just keep pushing and pushing. That's all I'm saying. And I hope that, Reese, you're a new info warrior, my friend. Continue to push that info war. Google Video is an amazing tool. YouTube is an amazing tool. This program is an amazing tool. PrisonPlanet.tv is one of the best tools out there. You know, they make I talk about the DivX DVD player all the time. If you spend $60 with the DivX DVD player, you get a USB dongle. You can take your little cruiser, join PrisonPlanet.tv, download all the films, even in WMV format, the Windows Media format, plug it into those DVD players, play them all for your friends. You can have the Alex Jones Weekend if you want, or the Loose Change Final Cut Fabled Enemies Jason Furman Spectacular Weekend, and really wake people up. You know, you don't have to tell them what they're going to be seeing, or you can throw a barbecue or a party and just have it on the background. Put it out there so people can see for a second. Get their interest. All right, let's go through these last callers. We've got about 4 minutes. Let's see if I can jam them all in. Zach and Callie, go for it.
Yeah, Mr. Burmis. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you guys for everything you've been doing for us. And basically, I just want to see if, I haven't been able to get around on PrisonPlanet.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if you guys could possibly maybe put like some flyers up that, you know, people could pass around to.
Oh, flyers for print you're talking about, so you can get them up there. Well,
yeah,
I'll tell
exactly.
You what, man. I'll put the call out right now. We've had graphic artists send us stuff all the time. Aaron at InfoWars is the one to send it. If somebody wants to make an 8.5 by 11, you know, something that's 150 or 300 DPI for all the graphic artists out there like myself that know
yeah.
what we're talking about, to promote InfoWars, we'll post them and you can download them.
Yeah, exactly. That would be perfect. Like, whether maybe if it's on like half a sheet of paper.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. I mean, we got bumper stickers out the yin yang up here. You could always, I don't know how much they sell them for. I know they come with products. I know I have a ton of Loose Change bumper stickers when I went down to New York City this year. I must have handed out like 400 or 500 of them just so people could stick them everywhere. They are a great tool. Zach, I thank you for the call. Let's jump. Let's go to Spencer in Pennsylvania. Spencer, what's on your mind?
Yeah, first of all, I know you guys must get this all the time, but I just wanted to give you a huge thanks to people like yourself, Alex Jones, and David Icke for being so instrumental in this great awakening that's happening.
Laughing at you, caller. I'm in here screwing around in the studio.
Continue, man, and I thank you for your kind words.
But my question is this, and I wanted to pose it openly because I feel a lot of listeners are probably frustrated with the same issue. I find that when I'm trying to wake people up, that my closest family are often the hardest to convince.
All right, let me stop you because I hear the music, and I got to agree with you. And, you know, I had comments from my stepfather. You know, Jason, I just don't want to walk in one day and all of a sudden you got a jar full of Eros and formaldehyde. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Everything I've shown you is mainline. I'm not cutting off ears. Listen, what you got to do is you got to sit them down and get them to watch the films. No one reads anymore. When you talk, you're just another windbag, man. I find that. If they're smart enough to listen, they're smart enough to take a DVD. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, baby, retransmission starts right now at Infowars.com. Tune in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A day off.